Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed it is. Good evening, y'all. Welcome to another edition of the Christopher Smith Show here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Feels good to be back, trying to bring some consistency back to this thing that I do, this thing that I love so much. People, I love raising people's climate of consciousness. If you don't know what that means, this just simply means I love making you think higher than you normally do. I didn't invent this term. The rap group Public Enemy, if I could tell you a small story before we get started. 1989, Fear of a Black Planet, Public Enemy came out. I'm sorry, I think it was April of 1990, Fear of a Black Planet came out, Public Enemy. And the first song on the CD was a promo, playing a bunch of music, scratching, sound bites. And then it's this voice said, there's something changing the climate of consciousness on this planet today. And then this digital radio voice said, Public Enemy. And then Chuck D said, word, and it faded out. So I'm not going to lie to you. When the CD came out in 1990, I didn't know what that meant. I just thought it was just something that the rap group Public Enemy was kicking. And one day I was at the post office and I was sorting the mail. And the meaning of raising someone's climate of consciousness, it hit me like a brick. So that's what I'm here to do today here on the 10th of March, 2022. Welcome to the Christopher Smith Show. Friends, how much does yours cost? How much does yours cost? People, this is actually something I can write a book about. And I'm going to go various ways with this when it comes to friends. And when I talk about I'm going to go various ways, I'm going to tell you this. People have friends that they're financing by way of doing and giving. Then people have friends that help them better, make them better. Then there are friends that are like sisters and brothers. And then there are friends that you really just see and you kind of downgraded them to associates. I'm going to talk about two different types here today on the Christopher Smith Show. I'm going to first talk about the friends that I have. And I'm going to put the friends that I have in parallel to other people's friends on the same scale. People, I filed bankruptcy 16 times. I wrote a book about it. None of my ills are in vain. I am transparent. I want people to learn from my experiences. Some of my lessons may be harsh. You may listen to what I'm saying, but you don't know the origins of where it's coming from, so you're going to dub it as harsh. I have a platform for fathers that have been through it. If you hadn't been through it, you won't understand. Another story. I filed bankruptcy 16 times. I've always had money, so I felt as though I didn't need credit. So I didn't have credit. And then my money got low. I needed credit. I went to the auto dealership, and I tried to finance an $8,000 Nissan Versa. My credit was so bad, of course, for filing bankruptcy 16 times, they never even called me back. They never even called me. I filled out the application. I knew it wasn't going to be hey, you're approved right now, or yeah, nay, right now. So I was at the dealership. I filled it out. I said, hey, listen, man, I got to go get my wife. Here's my number, but call me. And I wasn't even married. Didn't even have a girlfriend. But I just didn't want to sit down there and they'd come out and just be laughing at me to my face. Your credit is pathetic. Why are you here? You know. And when they didn't call me back, that didn't bother me. I knew that it wasn't going to be a walk in the park. This is why I picked the cheesy-ass Nissan Versa, an $8,000 car. I have friends that are just like me. I have friends that we challenge each other. One of my friends called me up and told me he went and got a credit card with a $24,000 limit. When he told me that, I knew I had a problem. When he told me he went and got that credit card for $24,000, that was nothing that anybody from my block, like in my generation, had done. That was none of my friends would go and say, "Yeah, I have a Capital One card with a $10,000 limit." I know people with credit cards with crazy limits, but it wasn't out of my seven friends. It wasn't either one of us. It wasn't our thing. It wasn't something that any of my friends, said, "Yeah, I got one of those. No, it wasn't us. When my friend told me he got that credit card with a $24,000 limit, it changed my life. You see, I could not call this guy continuously, month after month, year after year, and listen to him say, "Yeah, I went and brought me $3,000 worth of items, and I charged it." That wasn't going to happen. He added a element to our conversation that I had to match. That's what he did. When he got that credit card, he added I could not. So what I did, I went to the bank. I probably had about $170,000 in the bank. And I went and got a $10,000 credit card, no, a $10,000 line of credit, but I had to put up the $10,000. All of it was secured. I got a $10,000 line of credit, two $5,000 credit cards secured. I had to put up $5,000 for both of them for them to give me the card, two $3,000s, had to put up $3,000 two more times, and then I had to do a $1,000. So I spent $26,000. Somewhere in there trying to, $27,000, excuse me, trying to match him. So I had a $10,000 line of credit, two fives, two threes, and a $1,000. That was in 2014. In 2020, people, I bought a house. I currently have 13 credit cards. Two of them are still secure. The other 11 are, I got on my own. I can talk to my friend now and say, "Yeah, I put $50,000 over here in my retirement account, and I'm going to use this credit card this month. I'm going to live off this credit card." I now can match his talk. He is my friend. I need y'all to follow me. I have another friend, millionaire. I moved to Virginia. I goes to see him. He got on a pair of Ray-Bans. I'm from up north. We don't do Ray-Bans. We don't do Ray-Bans. No, we don't do Ray-Bans. We do Kazal. Where I'm from, the era where I'm from, the B-Boys, we do Kazal. Yves Saint Laurent, Versace. We don't do Ray-Bans. I don't do Versace. I don't like Versace. I'm a Kazal dude. I got three pair of Kazals currently. I brought two pair for me for Christmas, all right? I said, when I seen my friend, I said, "Man, what are those things on your face?" He's like, "What?" I said, "What are those?" He said, "Ray-Bans." I said, "Like the Ray-Ban? Like white boy Ray-Bans?" Nah, bro, we don't do those. He too currently, he don't do Ray-Bans no more. He now does Kazal. In addition, like I told you, when my friend got the $24,000 credit card, I did $27,000 to one-up him, to up him. He didn't just do a pair of Kazals. He got the Kazal Unlimiteds. Those cost $2,000. At the time when he bought them, I had the Kazal 820s. They were $800. Then he said, I'm going to punch you in the face. People, I have a legendary car. I have the BMW 850, the original one, amongst my BMW collection. He said, you know what? In 2018, this Kazal incident was 2015. In 2018, he goes and gets the Lexus LC500. It's the one that was in the Black Panther, same color and everything. He said, I got this 850 to deal with your, to, I got this LC500, excuse me, to deal with your 850. That's how friends are. We challenge each other. Friends sharpen each other. If you got friends that you are doing wrong and they co-signing it, you're able to justify a negative cause to your friend, that's not your friend. And I can go all day with that. I had another individual, we are no longer friends. This individual is from the backwoods of Virginia. He's from the era where everybody drive pickup trucks. But his pickup truck is gray with a blue door, with a back, with a green tailgate. It's old. No, everybody just wear big 5X shirts, sandals, bargain barrel Nikes at Bargains or Us. Don't buy. Nobody got a pair of Air Max. Just everybody shop at City Trends. It's just raggedy.com. And me and him ain't friends no more. Which we were friends for over 30 years, but the elevation of what I went into and where he went, we couldn't be friends no more. Friends. Some of you, however, got a totally different relationship with your friends. We're going to talk about that here on the Christopher Smith Show, Blog Talk Radio Network. 31.1.com FM. I do appreciate you guys for being here. Honestly, you guys could have been anywhere else in the world, but you said, hey, man, that dude is at it again. You got something you want to add? You want to call in and say, hey, listen, I just think that, you know, you sound like you eat a bunch of donuts or something. I don't know. I don't eat donuts like that. But you can call 516-418-5736. And you can text me on my personal phone. 732-947-1988. You want to book me on your show? You got something you want to add? Just get at me. Send me a text message, 732-947-1988. Friends, now I want to talk about the other type of friends that individuals got. I want to talk about that. Some of us either have or know people that have friends that they are financing. This is why I said friends. How much do yours cost? And I asked how much do yours cost because a lot of you have friends where you're financing a relationship. They don't have a car. They're always borrowing your car. They don't have a job. The day you tell them no is the day your friendship is going to come to an end. Some of you out there have friends, but you're financing your friendship with that individual. You are. They got babies and y'all friends, and you always watching their kids. That's your dude. He got a job at 10 o'clock at night when the buses don't run, and he coming to you saying, hey, man, I need a ride. The day you tell him no, he ain't your friend no more. You fronting on him. Damn, you know he needs you. Dad, you know I need this. Nah, me. You got friends that when you talk about doing something raggedy, when you're talking about doing that bull in life, some of you got friends that is down, willing, and ready to co-sign that by any means necessary. You do. You do. I have loaned out with my friends. I've loaned out money twice, totaling $3,500. And I got $2,500 back. The other $1,000, I told the guy, listen, man, you my brother. Don't worry about it. It's $1,000. It's nothing. It's garbage money. But he reached out to me because he really needed it. And to be clear, I've known him for over 35 years. That's the only time he ever asked me for help, as an adult, of course. Even my other friend that I borrowed money, financial-wise, only time he asked me for help. I'm going to tell you guys about a friend. I had flew out to Hawaii. I lived in the Pocono Mountains, Pennsylvania. And my brother, whom I don't converse with today, haven't spoken to him now in 14 years, I was coming in the airport with my daughter. I came in Philadelphia Airport 10 o'clock at night. Anybody that knows traveling knows that to get into the Pocono Mountains, Pennsylvania, at 10 o'clock at night, it's a no-no. It's not going to happen. First of all, you got to go from Philadelphia to New York, from New York to the Poconos. So at 10 o'clock at night, you got to go up to New York. At 10 o'clock at night, there are no buses going, the March bus, there are no buses going to Pennsylvania. There are none going to Pennsylvania at night. And then I'm traveling with a six-year-old daughter. I calls my brother. My brother lives in Union, New Jersey. I calls him up. Hey, listen, man, I'm here. Where you at? Hey, man, I can't make it. I'll come get you tomorrow. I said, come on, man. I'm on the phone playing with him, man. Listen, bro, I don't got no way to get home, man. I got my daughter with me, man. Come on, man. He just leaves me hanging. I calls my friend. Actually, I didn't call him. It's 10 o'clock at night. I'm in Philadelphia. Everybody I know lives in North Jersey. I calls my friend. Hey, I text him, excuse me. My brother fronting on me, man. I'm at the Philadelphia airport with my daughter, man. Sends the text. So to get to Philadelphia from North Jersey, it's about 2.5 hours, 10 o'clock at night. I want to tell you guys this is the task at hand. You got to come 2.5 hours to come get me, then drive 2.5 hours to the Pocono Mountains to drop me off home, then do an hour and a half back to hour 45 minutes back to North Jersey. So to commit to me, you're talking about six and a half hours at 10 o'clock at night. You're not getting home until 4 in the morning. I text a friend. Hey, man, my brother fronted on me, man. I'm down here at the Philadelphia airport where I got my daughter with me. I got no way to get home. He texts me back. What terminal are you in? That's a friend. That is a friend. That is a friend. was dating a woman last year. We broke up because this woman was 50 years old and had 50 million friends. Oh, I got friends from my ex-job. I got friends from this job, friends from when I did this play. Friend, I got to take 2 days. She told me I got to designate 2 days out of the week to call my friends back. I had to explain to this idiot. I said, what do you mean back? Ain't nobody calling you. Well, who's calling you? Ain't nobody calling you. But that is an individual that's financing all her friends. Everybody that is in her life beside me at that time, she's financing her friends. Financing all her friends. I'll give you an example. First, let me say this. People, black folks are the only ones that we don't build family from the teenage. Black people, we play in our 20s, we're grown, we do all these things, and then around late 30s, early 40s, we start thinking about family and building, and then 50, the Office of Vital Statistics say that women of color either marry late or don't marry at all. It's what I see. It's this game playing, and then when I hit 50, oh, God, I got to get married, and instantly individuals think there is marriage. So I want to throw that in there. So this individual that we was having issues with because she didn't – everybody was treating her like a piece of trash. Her sisters, her – everybody. People – when everybody's problems hit your ears, it's a reason for it. It's a reason for it. The individual that I talked about that drive the pickup truck, so we ain't friends no more. The reason why we ain't friends, that dude will sit down there and tell me how he saved somebody's life. He looked out for him. He taught him how to drive a truck. He gave him a job because he had a couple of trucks. All this stuff. Oh, how long did you know this guy? Oh, man, I met him about 2 months ago. I had my CDL for 7 years. He never helped me out at all. Financing his friends. Got kicked out of a church because the pastor realized he was giving money to try to come persuade a church. Gave money and then bragged about how he was giving to the church and then going to the church and helping everybody around the pastor. And, yeah, the pastor can't help you come. Got kicked out of the church. Back to what I was saying. So I was dating this woman. And I was trying to help. I was trying to get her to understand there is no such thing as having 50 million friends. There is no such thing. It isn't. There is no such thing as having 50 friends. You have two, maybe three, maybe. That's it. If you know 50 people, all 50 of them aren't your friend. I couldn't tell this individual that. Oh, my sister, my best friend, my friend. So here's an individual. I'm going to break some stuff down for y'all. She ran into this female that she met 2 years prior to her running into her. And she's like, I ran into my friend today. I hadn't seen in eight or nine months. She was all wrapped up. She had cancer. She was going to chemo. I said, really? Wow. 2 days later, hey, what you doing? Oh, let me call you back. I'm taking my friend to her chemo treatment. I said, hold on. Is this the friend that you ran into the other day? Yeah. I said, well, let me ask you a question. Who was taking her to her chemo before you? Her daughter. And that's when I found out she said a friend I ain't seen in 8 months, so she was talking about the dress again. I said, when did you meet her? 2 years ago. I said, how do you end up taking her to her therapy? She didn't understand it. Well, I have a friend of mine that's married, been married over 30 years. Every time his wife goes and visit her friends, he has to recalibrate her. Look, every time you go talk to your no good friends, you come home and I have to recalibrate you back to being my wife. You might want to leave these friends alone. The influence of friends. This same individual was renting her house from her friend. The heating system was inadequate for the house. I would be video talking to her in the wintertime and notice that for hours she's sitting in her car. And I'm like, why are you sitting in your car? Because her house was freezing. Didn't want to report the guy because they were friends. There was an issue with the plumbing, and literally the feces was all in her apartment. Called the guy for 2 days, couldn't get him. But when the sister called, he answers, because they're friends. I mean, because she and the landlord was friends. But when the sister called, she gets him. He tells her, tell your sister I'll send somebody over there. I said, so wait a minute. Your friend, your sister that you're so close with, your friend's sister, y'all love each other. You mean to tell me she didn't curse this guy out? People, I'm talking about this here today because I'm a good friend. I am a great friend. My female friends, I have lots of female friends that I haven't had sex with. I got a lot of female friends that if they strip down naked in front of me, I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm trying to hit that. I have a lot of female friends that need a male in their life. They need a male in their life. They need a husband. People, estrogen friendship is not like testosterone friendship. It's not. Testosterone friendship is the true friendship. What could a brother do for me? He can be your eyes when you can't see. What could a brother do for me? He can help me be the best man I could be. Oh, I can be. Oh, help me be the best man I could be. When I hear estrogen friendship, we sisters. Girl, I'm dating a no good man with 5 kids by 5 different women. Girl, is the dick good? Yeah, okay. Not, girl, you should not be dating that man. I see estrogen friendship as more like a co-signing of stupidity. I see estrogen friendship as more like I'm knee-deep into dumb. Help me justify my dumb. Oh, I'm screwing a married man. He's helping me with my light bill. Girl, I know that's right. I got an individual who was sexing multiple women. And he'll tell you, nah, Chris was never with that. He was never with that. But I was there to inform him and keep him abreast of the dangers of dealing with so many personalities. I did not co-sign word, yeah, man, I would screw that too, man. What is? Oh, she had something in the air? Oh, yeah. I'm bleeping it out, by the way. Yeah, her too, man. Oh, man. Oh, my God. The reason why I never co-signed none of that, because as the big brother and the elder statesman of the crew, I had to keep everybody abreast and keep everybody informed of the risk. And I did that because I was a good, and I am a good friend. Good night, y'all.